Kumoyawa Tamanui France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. Auckland councillor Alf Filipina is calling for a collective approach to homelessness. He says it's not just a problem for big cities, with places like Rotorua hit hard. Organisations such as City Mission are struggling with the number of people needing help, and it's something that needs a big effort not just from government and non-government organisations alike.
Tamaki Makaurau need to step up as well with getting things together, not only from the Kaurihera, but working with central government. And the sooner that starts, the better, just to really have a look as a result of all the floods that have left people homeless as a result of those, and just the recent downpours that we've had. You know, it just needs a collective approach.
Our Filipina. The Chief Ombudsman, Peter Boshier, says the correction system is failing to prepare inmates to become normal members of society on their release. A new report from the office found the department took too long to implement changes recommended by independent oversight bodies. Judge Boshier says in the case of the riot, which led to the destruction of a wing at Waikerea Prison in December 2020, the department had been sitting on a report showing that part of the prison was not fit for purpose. No change will come unless the culture of the organisation changes.
Really, my job is to lay out a challenge. Why can't you be like other organisations, embrace change and make a difference? And that's why I've called the report Making a Difference, because anything is possible if you've got a will and if you have a desire and if you have a thirst to do better than you did the year before.
Peter Boshier says corrections would learn from the way Oranga Tamariki Chief Executive Chepi Tikani are leaning into reform. Auckland-based youth mental health charity The Kindness Institute is taking a group of rangatahi to Bethels Beach Te Hinga this week for a school holiday mindfulness workshop. Te Aorangi Kōwhai Morini, who's a tuakana o Māori mentor on the Atawhai program, says the wānanga teaches mindfulness practices such as yoga, meditation and breathing, as well as sports, arts and other activities. She says there is a lot about mindfulness that is innately Māori.
Really, we have so many practices where we do like karakia and kapahaka and karanga, all of these practices. These are all mindful practices, and I think it's really cool that I was able to notice that and I'm able to implement those practices with the rangatahi I teach now.
The Kindness Institute is also teaming up with the Mental Health Foundation next month to make August Mindfulness Month. And that's your Wātea English News.